I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a sunny sky today, warm and humid. Expect a high near 93 degrees. Mattoon police say yesterday's shooting at the high school was carried out by one student who is in custody. Police Chief Jeff Branson says while the investigation will continue, they're confident the male student acted alone. Branson credits a female Mattoon High School teacher for reacting quickly to subdue the alleged shooter and prevent further violence.
With a quick response to the teacher, if that teacher had not responded as quickly as they had, I think the situation would have been a lot different.
The audio courtesy of WEIU in Charleston. Authorities aren't releasing the name of the alleged shooter or the victim. Both of them are juveniles. The victim's in stable condition at Sarah Bush Lincoln Hospital in Mattoon. They're also not releasing the name of the teacher. Mattoon High School will dismiss early today. They'll have counselors, clergy, and police officers available to help counsel and comfort students. Carbondale and Heron Police Departments are partnering to investigate a series of armed robberies that have occurred in both communities. Officers say as a result of the joint investigation, the following robberies are being investigated as related. July 27th at Dollar General in Carbondale, August 9th at Primo's Pizza in Carbondale, August 16th at the Dollar General in Heron, August 21st at Egyptian Corner in Carbondale, September 5th at the Rollin' Up in Carbondale, September 9th at Primo's Pizza in Carbondale, and September 16th at Farm Fresh in Heron. The suspects in each incident have been described as two black men. The suspects have worn masks during the incidents and armed with handguns during each of them. One of the suspects is described as between 6 and 6'4", weighing around 220 pounds. The other suspect is described as slightly shorter, with a more athletic or thin build. The suspects are considered armed and dangerous, and police say you should call 911 if you see them. Illinois' new school funding formula promised no district would lose money, but a provision contained in the state budget will result in a loss of at least 10% for some districts. Dusty Rhodes explains.
The cut comes because lawmakers raided the Corporate Personal Property Replacement Tax Fund, known as CPPRT. Never heard of it? Don't feel bad. Vic Zimmerman, superintendent of Monticello Schools, hadn't either.
I was superintendent at St. Joe Ogden before I came here, and we got $30,000 in CPPRT. And I come over here, and I see we're getting, you know, $6.5 million. I'm like, what's this?
CPPRT basically promises local government units, including schools, the same money they got from corporations back in 1979, even for companies that no longer exist. 22 school districts rely on it for at least 15% of their budgets. But lawmakers skimmed $300 million away to fund a variety of services, including community colleges and court reporters, leaving less money to go to schools and other local government units. I'm Dusty Rhodes.